Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 August 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. Boy, yeah, we have got a guest planned for you tonight that you're going to love to listen to her story. And you may not like what she's talking about and the information you're going to bring to us, but you're going to be very glad to hear that she's out there exposing the evils of things, some of the issues we're going to discuss tonight. Not only that, I think you're going to love her accent. She got an English accent, and I mean that from England, and I love that myself. But anyway, before we go to our guest tonight, don't forget, folks, that Lord willing, we're going to be on the 26th, 27th, 28th in near St. Charles, Missouri, for the Bard's Fest Revival. And I hope some of y'all can make it. I really do. This is going to be at 555 St. Louis Mills Boulevard in Hazelwood, Missouri. And it starts on the 26th at 10 o'clock in the morning and runs through that Sunday. And folks, you can make it out there. It's no charge. It's totally a donation event. Totally donation event. And tomorrow night I'll have gentleman who's planned all this to be with us tomorrow night, Scott Kisterson, to share more about it and what is planned for this up the next week. So I hope you can make it, folks. It's a free event. I think you're going to be thrilled to see how our God is glorified and maybe people's lives change. There'll be some speakers there, like Pastor Casper McLeod, who's been a guest on the program here, Pastor Greg Locke, other great pastors. I'll be there too, but don't worry about me. I'll just be there making a little noise, probably. Dr. Pam Popper, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dale Bigtree, Mike Lindell is going to be there, sharing information about what happened during the election. So you might want to join us, folks, for this event. Again, it's donation only, so I hope you can make it. I truly do. Because I think it's something that we may change in people's lives, Lord willing. And don't forget also, we still have the specials on, REM Sleep and Tranquil. It's still on sale 2-for-1. Until we're told differently, we're going to do that. So you call us if you want it. REM Sleep, folks, is a product that I've talked to people that has changed their life. They didn't sleep hardly at all night, and now they're getting good, restful, natural sleep. The key word there, natural. And they wake you up in the morning refreshed. I know I take 2 a night myself, and I love the way I rest. So they're available here, 2-for-1. If you want to call and ask about it, you can at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And, of course, we're still offering the rest. This will be the last week I get a mention, because next week I won't be with you. I'll be going on the road that week. But so don't forget, we're offering the teaching. I did a 4-hour teaching on America, Why Will Ye Die? Right out of the book of Ezekiel. My friends, we have got to pay attention to what's happening. I don't care how long you've been going to church. I don't care what you think the Bible says or what you think is going to happen. You got to look at what is happening and tie it together with what the future holds. This teaching I did on America, While You Die, is 4 hours of me taking the Bible piece by piece, tying it together current events to show where we are in history and what the scriptures say about our time in history. It's a 4-hour DVD for $12.50. I think you're more than going to like it. I think you'll be glad you watched it. Make all the copies you want, share with your friends. But tonight, tomorrow night, the last night I mentioned it, they're available. You just have to call and ask it. We got them here in the office waiting for you to call and say, I want them. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, our guest tonight is a lady I've got talked to on the phone, I think, twice. And her name is Julia Verdon. She's a movie producer and director, writer. And she is owner of the Rough Diamond Productions. And she's made some film folks like The Merchant of Venice and Stander and Two Jacks. Studied with the Academy Award winning actors as well as producing a host of other great films. And she's come out with a film now entitled Angie, Lost Girls. Julia Verdon worked, I guess you say it, in a home for girls who have been trafficked. And when she saw what she saw in these young ladies, 14, 15-year-old girls, who went through the trauma and abuse that they went through, they inspired her to do something about it. And she determined, by the grace of God, to get out and make a difference in somebody's life about this horrific, fast-growing industry called child trafficking. I know it's done for both boys and girls, ages 5 and 6 and up. And what these children go through, folks, is unbelievable. Unbelievable. But I hope that you will listen to tonight's program with Julia, understand what's going on, and maybe find out how you can watch the movie yourself. I want to see it, entitled Angie, Lost Girls. I want to see what that's all about. It's going to be something to look forward to. And Julia, are you there?
I am indeed, and thank you so much, Pastor Butch, for having me on your show.
You're more than welcome. Boy, I love your accent. I'm sorry. I just love your accent. I do. I always liked the English accent, and I got stuck with a hillbilly. But anyway, with a hillbilly accent. So we'll get into something serious now. You have been working in California for how long?
I've lived in California now for 28 years. And I've somehow managed to keep my British accent. So you know, it's always good to stay true to your true heritage. But, I love living here and very happy to be. I'm also an American citizen now. So I'm both a British citizen and American citizen. And, so and you're very thankful to the Lord for that.
Well, we're more than honored to have you, I tell you that. So how you been in the country then, in this country for how long then? For that, just the time you've been in California?
28 years.
20 years, okay. Yeah. And did you start out in the movie business, or how did you start out?
I actually started out as an actress, and then I in England, and I did a lot of television and film work. And then I sort of fell into film producing by mistake. I started reading scripts. And doing script reports and synopses for various producers that I knew. And then I got off the job running a new company, running the development section. And I was still allowed to go for auditions. And so I thought it seemed like a good opportunity. And then as I got in that job, I really enjoyed it. And so the producing kind of became more important. The first book that I'd identified as a project for the company was a book called The Fourth Protocol by Frederick Forsyth. And the film got made with Michael Caine and Pierce Brosnan and released through Warner Brothers and was a success. And so I carried on producing after that, and I worked for that company for a couple of years. And then I moved to L.A. and set up my own company here, and I've produced a number of films, all types of genres, from action thrillers, comedies, faith-based films, little bit of everything. And then I also founded a nonprofit called Artists for Change. And with that nonprofit, we use social media to raise awareness on key social issues. So Angie Lost Girls film to raise awareness on child trafficking was the first film that we made through that non-profit, Artists for Change.
Well, it sounds like that you found your niche, that you obviously prefer producing and writing and directing more than acting. So that's wonderful. I'm glad you moved into something that you really enjoy, and you're being productive at it. That's another key thing. And I can tell by the way you talk that you really put your heart into this. And I'm so anxious to hear more about your movie, the film Angie Lost Girls. But tell me, when did you start seeing this problem with child trafficking? How long has it been since you started noticing that something's going on here?
It was probably about 10 years ago now when I used to volunteer, or maybe like 8 years ago, I used to volunteer at a children's shelter down in the valley called Jordan of the Night. And I saw that a lot of the kids seemed very traumatized and very shut down. And so in talking to the volunteers, I found out that a lot of them had been trafficked. And I was really shocked when I heard some of the horrific stories and terrible ordeals these beautiful little 15, 14-year-old girls had gone through. And it really kind of impacted me. And so I started to do more research on it, and I was horrified to find how prevalent trafficking was in the U.S. as well as globally, and how much trafficking was going on in California, right on our doorstep, mm-hmm. as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I almost feel like I was called to make this film because I kept meeting detectives working on the trafficking unit, people working with NGOs, fighting trafficking, survivors. So it almost felt like these people were coming into my life because they were meant to give me the information and help me do the research that I needed to make this film in an authentic way. I always look on it as not being me writing the scripts, but I look on God as my co-creator in all that I do. So
amen.
I look on yes.
I said, hey man, go ahead. You're doing great.
Yeah. No, so I look on God as my co-creator, and you know, my directing partner, my producing partner, my writing partner. And that I'm just a messenger of his messages. So I feel like I was called to make this film on trafficking and put it out into the world to raise awareness and educate on this topic. Because to me, education is prevention. And the more
yes.
we can educate teenagers and families as to what trafficking looks like today, the types of techniques traffickers are using to recruit our youth, the better chance we have of stopping those youth from being trafficked. Because after what I saw in that children's shelter and from the research I've done, it takes a long time to rehabilitate somebody who's been trafficked and a lot of resources. And it's tough. So the more we can do in educating people up front so we can save young girls and boys from that horrendous experience, the better. And I've always been a great believer in education. I think education is key with everything. And certainly with trafficking, I really truly believe that education will lead to prevention. And as well as educating teenagers and families, what you know, how the traffickers operate and what they do, so they can, you know, they can figure out if someone's trying to kind of recruit them for trafficking. I also think it's really important to educate young men growing up that trafficking is not acceptable, so they don't become future buyers of underage girls. So they
wow.
get an understanding early on that these girls do not like what's happening to them. This type of behavior is not acceptable. This type of behavior causes a lot of pain, and you're abusing another human being. Because
you know,
I think if we can
something.
Do that...
Go ahead, please. Sorry? Finish your sentence. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your sentence, and I'll ask a question.
I think if we can do that, if we can cut off the demand, then there'll be less need to supply. Because trafficking today is a billion-dollar industry. It is horrifying, and that's why these traffickers are getting so much more aggressive and targeting children that are having problems at home, targeting young people that are feeling a little left out or having problems with their families, because they know how to spot vulnerability. And then they're very clever, they're very manipulative. They go in, you know, talk to them, become their new best friend. As you see in our film, often the traffickers will use another young girl or another young boy as the recruiter to lure the youth in to the ring. And so it can be hard if you're not aware about these techniques that traffickers are using. It can be very easy to fall prey to them. You know, there's a basic philosophy. If a job sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Probably
right?
is. But you said something.
We've all heard about the modeling jobs. We've all heard about these high-paying jobs. And also when someone approaches you that's outside your social group, if you're aware of trafficking, you might think twice about going off to meet them on your own. Or, you know, and maybe let your parents or let another friend know or go with you. So you know, you're keeping safe.
Well, now, you said something that just really hit me. I guess I knew it, but I hadn't really thought about it. Some of these people buy these children that they're trafficked to use them as a piece of meat to make money off of. And I hadn't really thought about that. These little girls and boys are being sold just like cattle on the market. But are most of the backgrounds of these young children, are most of them troubled that come to these situations? Are a lot of them, as you mentioned, are having trouble at home perhaps? Or is there others also who are, we'll say, having a normal childhood who's also attracted to this? Or are they kidnapped sometimes?
Sometimes they're kidnapped. More generally, they're what's called groomed by the traffickers. So they're befriended. The traffickers, you know, like gain trust, but they'll buy them gifts. They'll be interested in what they're doing. And so they'll often fill the gap for giving them that love that they're not getting in the home. All types of youth are trafficked. The majority of youth trafficked are usually from the foster care system or from lower income communities.
I'm sorry, this is so interesting, and my mind's going different directions on this. When you say a lot of them come from foster homes or the maybe CPS backgrounds, are these foster parents involved in this also?
Sometimes it is the parents selling the kids. You know, luckily they've changed the law on it now, but there was a time when a child would go missing and foster parents wouldn't report it, so they could still collect the income from the government.
Oh, my.
We wouldn't even know that that child was missing, which was horrifying to me.
Oh, my. That's unbelievable.
It's not all foster parents. I'd really like to stress that, because I've also done a lot of volunteer work with foster youth, and I have met some wonderful foster parents, too, who really care about the kids.
I'm sure most of them are that way. But now, golly, there's so many questions to ask you. So have you seen some of the rings, we'll call them, where these people are involved? Do you know some of the people that have done it? Have they uncovered, through your efforts, anyone who's been caught trafficking children?
Yes, I have actually met a trafficker who's a reformed trafficker who now is working, you know, with the police and working with organizations on now trying to prevent trafficking. You know, he spent some time in jail, and when he came out, wanted to do things differently, and so as an amends, has now been working to stop trafficking from happening. So we you know, with a non-profit, we were involved in an event that we did in L.A. called FatherCon with Patrick Erlinson, who's one of our board members, was spearheading this, and I, you know, I helped him with it. And we had a lot of, like, great speakers, and they were talking about the importance of the men in the community acting as mentors. Because for the children that don't have present fathers, we need people to step in and be that male figure in their lives and give them guidance and advice.
Wow.
And keep an eye out for the children that don't have present parents in our communities.
Wow. You just made a huge statement on how God arranged a family, mothers, fathers, and children. When a home doesn't have one or the other, It's not natural. It's not, that's not the way God made it. And in today's society, so many young girls are having babies outside of wedlock, and they don't even know where the daddies went. So these children are vulnerable then to all of this, especially if the parents are on drugs and the household is all tore up. So these are the ones to come after. And what ages do you know that they start going for their young children? How young do they start?
There have been cases of children being trafficked to a very, very young. The average age of children trafficked right now is 12.
12 years old.
Which, to me, the idea of somebody trafficking a 12-year-old girl is horrific.
12 years old. My goodness.
12 years old is usually when you know, young girls, like, start puberty.
My goodness. And you live near, and you said Los Angeles, Hollywood area. How prevalent is this perversion in those areas?
Oh, it's prevalent all over America. LA is one of the biggest cities in the world. Atlanta is also a big city. So is Dallas, New York. But it's pretty much everywhere. Anywhere that's kind of like near a port or in a transit is usually particularly bad. The reason why it's so prevalent all over America is because it's such a lucrative business for the traffickers.
And, you know, and folks like myself for years, I didn't know that even went on. I mean, naive, I guess you say. I grew up in a small town in West Virginia. I've lived in West Virginia about all my life, except when I was in the Air Force. We were naive about it. We didn't know when it was going on. It certainly is. It isn't talked about much. I mean, it's never mentioned by most people around here that I know of. So you have seen girls as young as 12 years old being trafficked. Do they keep them inside the country? Do they ship them overseas? What do they do with them?
Well, sometimes they ship them overseas. With the underage children, they usually keep them in a house, and then they have the men, you know, the buyers going to the house.
No, you said buyers. These men actually buy these children and take possession of them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just like a slave. Like a slave.
That is exactly what they are. They're made to be slaves. They're sex slaves, effectively.
So they go in and bid on them, I guess you could say, like you would a cow, like they did back in the 1800s, I guess, with the slaves. But they bid on them, and the highest bidder takes them home with them.
Well, they will pay the traffickers, you know, for like a young girl. I don't know exactly what the rate is, but you know, $200 an hour, $300 an hour, whatever it is, to have sex with those children.
So the person that buys them, though, is the one that rents them out?
Correct. No, the person who buys them is the purchaser of sex.
Okay.
Of the young girl. The trafficker is the person who's actually trafficking, who's taking the money and selling them.
Okay. So they're not actually selling the children. They're just renting them to somebody for a couple of hours.
Correct.
And, oh my, and boy, I tell you what, Julia, I'm so proud to get to know you. I had no idea that you've been involved in this, working with the girls directly. Share with us, if you would, some of the stories you heard from these young girls.
Well, some of the stories that I've heard. I've heard of, you know, one or two stories from the young girls. The majority of the stories that I've heard have been with people working closely with young girls and from detectives. But they can be trafficked in all types of different ways. A lot of the times, their children now are recruited online by the recruiter, or they'll have a trafficker recruiter hanging out around the school or areas where young girls go and hang out, like malls and places like that. And they often they'll hang around at, you know, the gates of a school, and then they'll check out and see what you know, young girls are on their own, and usually on their own and not surrounded by groups of friends, because those are the lonely ones that make a perfect target.
Oh my goodness! So these girls are they kept pretty much doped up to keep them functioning? How does that work? I mean, this has to play on their minds, not to mention the havoc it does to the bodies. But how do you keep them performing? I mean, how did they keep them up?
Well, a lot of the times they will give them drugs, but you know, after a young girl, you know, that age has been raped a couple of times, they're so demoralized, they feel hopeless, useless, that there's no hope for them. And so the trafficker, you know, they feel that there's no chance for a better life than being with the trafficker. So often they just have to resign themselves to it. And you know, they feel like there's no way out. The trafficker will often blackmail them and tell them that if they try to leave, he or she will harm their family, friends, you know, whatever. They make them fear the police because they tell them that the police are working with them. And so the girls are afraid to ever say anything. And they're you know, really kind of like brutal, horrible people.
Oh my goodness! So, what have you seen? I know I'm gonna make you see the movie. I haven't saw it yet, folks, but something I think we all got to see. So, what kind of efforts are being made to stop this, and what kind of success have you had so far?
Well, we've been doing a lot of educational and awareness screenings. You know, I've had like a lot of, like, for example, a mother rang me the other day after seeing the film at one of our educational screenings and was like, thank you so much for making this film. I watched it with my daughter. And after we'd seen the film, we had one of the best conversations I've ever had. Because my daughter turned to me and said, Mom, I finally understand why you want me to check in with you.
Wow, okay, hang on through the break, sweetheart. Hang on through this break, folks. Open phone lines up for questions, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. What a interesting discussion. What a sad topic to talk about.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storbo Foods, the only Storbo food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Storbo foods available for all the right reasons. go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, let's jump back to the interview. This interview is so interesting and so disgusting at the same time. And the line is open if you want to call and talk to us at 844-769-2944. If you listen to this broadcast tonight on the shortwave radio, I want you to know if you're listening at the 8 o'clock hour, Melody Seastrom has paid for the program, folks. The Discount Gold and Silver has paid for the program. She has paid, made it possible for me to be with you Monday through Wednesday, 8 o'clock on 6115 shortwave. She's paid for the airtime. This broadcast will be rebroadcast 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215 also. So, and I want to thank all the stations that carry the program. I really mean that. Some of y'all have taken a lot of courage to put this kind of information out. I know some people don't want to hear this. But folks, if the church is not involved in trying to protect children, and shame on us. We haven't done a very good job protecting the unborn. Let's try hard to at least protect those who are here with us right now. And I asked you during the break, Julie, I asked you how the film had been received. You said it's been received very well. And you said, I was amazed at the places that people can get the film to watch it. Now, tell me again and tell all the folks how they can get to see the film entitled Angie Lost Girls.
Yes, so if you want to watch Angie Lost Girls, you can, if you have an Amazon account, you can watch it on Amazon, Amazon Prime. You can also get it on iTunes, DirecTV, Fandango. It's also available at Walmart and many other places.
And how long
and if you go to our website, artists4change.org, artists with an S, number4change.org. We have a list of places that you can watch the film too.
All right, folks. Artists and the number4change.org. We'll tell you how to get this film to watch. I'm anxious myself to watch the film. And how long a film is? Is it a documentary or is it an actual film? How does that work?
It's a narrative feature film. What I found is that people tend to watch documentaries when they're already interested in a topic. But a narrative feature can get people interested in a topic. And then we also have behind-the-scenes and EPK interviews from experts working in the field, from our cast, and a lot of other educational materials to go with it.
So you said,
so
of course,
they
LA
come
Hollywood
in the DVD extras.
And you said that this is a big time thing in LA, in Hollywood, in Atlanta. And I was kind of shocked to hear about Atlanta, and the major, like Dallas, it's more or less in the major cities. I know it's everywhere, but it's more common in major cities.
It's more common in major cities because I think there's more buyers and more business available. But it unfortunately, it goes on everywhere.
And how has law enforcement been helping with this? I mean, are most of them really cracking down on this? Are they lenient with it? How have you seen that working out with law enforcement?
Well, unfortunately, what's happened recently, certainly in Los Angeles, is that due to budget cuts, some of the trafficking units have been closed down. So now Vice Squad are also handling trafficking, but we used to have a dedicated trafficking unit. And so I'd love to see that coming back. Because it's really important, you know, as well as sex trafficking, we also have labor trafficking. And the problem is when you have the Vice Squad doing with it, you don't have officers that are trained to watch, you know, they're dealing more with like guns and drugs, and that's more their area. But they often don't have the training of how to deal with survivors. And all that side of things, which when we had the trafficking division, those cops were trained to handle survivors of trafficking and to treat them with love and kindness and compassion and gentleness. They'd also like built a lot of successful relationships with a number of NGOs. So then when they were doing a trafficking bust, they would call somebody from an NGO, like here in LA, we have NGOs like Saving Innocence, for example, that they would call to come down and talk to the victims and offer them some comfort and make them feel a little safer. You know, because often the people running those NGOs are former victims of trafficking themselves. And so they really know how to talk to those young girls or young boys in a way that's relatable.
Of all the things to cut back on a budget on, I would think this would be one of the last things you'd want to cut. Now, you said that, of course, you deal with sex trafficking, but you also deal with child labor, kidnappings or whatever. How does that work?
So with labor trafficking, that's when, you know, people are using minors to kind of work illegally and you know, often like not paying them or paying really low rates. So that is also a form of trafficking.
Now,
neither are good, but the sex trafficking tends to be very, very abusive.
Oh, yes.
So labor trafficking is not good and totally inappropriate, but with sex trafficking, you're scarring a youth for life with the type
no
of
doubt
abuse that they go through.
Well, I've got to ask a question with labor trafficking. Do they have handlers too that rent them out? Is that how that works?
Yep.
Same thing.
You know, there's often people, you know, who like traffic migrants, who are trying to kind of get safe and then, you know, send them out to work for people at low wages or for no wages to kind of, you know, they tell them that they have to pay off the debt for bringing them into the country or, you know, whatever it is. It's horrifying.
My goodness. Folks, we got lines open if you want to talk to us. I mean, this is blowing my mind. 844-769-2944. Now, most of everybody listening to this program knows this goes on. We know it goes on. We never doubted that for a minute. I've had guests on who've talked some about it in the past. This young lady made a film about it, and she's worked with young ladies who have been through this horrendous I don't know what to even call it, episode in your life that is absolutely unthinkable for about all of us. It's just hard for us to imagine, as normal people, normal adults who went through a normal childhood, that this could be going on to innocent children all over the country. And, you know, and what really makes me angry, Joey, is these young children turn to the person that's recruiting them because they're looking for a friend. They're looking for somebody to care for them. It's hard for me to imagine that a child will be so deserted by the family that they'd be so hungry for attention that they would fall for this. But I know it's true. I know it's how the homosexuals recruit young boys and with girls with girls. But it's just hard to imagine that the children are so lost, so to speak, that they would follow this right into where it leads. This just breaks my heart.
It really is heartbreaking. And unfortunately, I think it happens due to not, you know, always through the fault of the parents, but sometimes the pressures of society. Because if a woman has a child and the father leaves that woman with a young child, often that single mother is doing the best that they can to care for that child and sometimes to kind of give them a better life. They're working two jobs, working long hours, and they're doing that so they can try and give their child the best life possible. But tragically, what ends up happening is that the child, they're not giving the child the one thing that they want: love and companionship and support, emotional support. And so then that child starts to look outside and elsewhere for that. So, you know, I think a big key to this is really encouraging our men to take their responsibility. You know, if you father a child, take that responsibility seriously.
Amen.
For any reason, you know, marriage is not working, there still needs to be a way that you find to be present for your child and give that mother of the child the support that they need and be a father, you know?
Well, do you have any idea of the numbers of children that are trafficked in this country a year or whatever?
It's very difficult to find out what the real numbers are. For two reasons. One, they only have numbers on the reported missing children.
True.
You know, there's also many children that go missing that aren't reported. Now, I've heard numbers from 100,000 a year to 300,000 a year. So I'm not a,
oh,
you know, I'm a filmmaker rather than a data person.
Sure.
But in doing my research, those are some of the numbers that I've heard. So I suspect it's probably somewhere in between. But no, that's a lot of children.
It certainly is. I would think that probably, as you said, more numbers are not reported, and maybe many of them actually are destroyed through this perversion, and they're maybe killed or taken out of the picture, and no one even knows about it. They're just missing. Nobody knows what happened to them. So the ones
we have all the children that come over from Mexico and places like that.
Sure.
That are undocumented, and so we don't even know are going missing.
You know, what's happening on the southern border, of course, it always had been, but it's really bad now. What an opportunity for child traffickers to pick up young children. And I don't know how well they're watched by our government and how well they're watched over when they're put in one of these facilities. I have no idea. But what a ripe field for them to work in to pick up a girl or boy and take them somewhere, and nobody really miss them because the parents aren't with them sometimes. They're there by themselves. What a place to reap some profits, so to speak, without a whole lot of chance of being caught.
Yeah, no, it's tragic. Unfortunately, any time there's a kind of big human disaster, you know, like globally, and there's a lot of refugees, or there's an earthquake and children are left without parents and unattended, you know, those are unfortunately the times that often traffickers will swoop in and take them. So, you know, it's when those disasters happen, we really need people on the ground who are going to be looking out for those kids and getting them to somewhere that's safe.
Well, now, how organizations that do this, How did they do it? I mean, how did they get involved? How do people get a hold of somebody and find out what they can do?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things people can do to help. I think spreading the word, you know, making sure spreading the word about the film that we have and letting, you know, teenagers and parents know to watch it so they get educated. In terms of working with organizations, there's lots of organizations that need help, volunteers. You know, there's a couple of good ones that we know here in L.A., is Saving Innocence, Arc of Recovery of Children, the Arc Foundation. You know, those are some of the ones that I know the people, and I know they're good, and they're, you know, really out there doing the work.
Well, sometime in the future, I'd like to find somebody who's been through this this horrific life-threatening trade and interview them, somebody that's recovered from it and wants to share the story. That'd be an interesting interview also. But what are the percentage of girls that you know of who are boys who recover from this over a period of time with the right leadership and counseling?
Well, one of the things that I found in talking to a lot of survivors is a lot of them have been helped by church groups and found their way back through refinding their faith again. Because when you,
amen.
You know, amen indeed, as something as horrendous as trafficking happens to you, and you think that there's no hope at all, it's very easy to lose your way and to think that God is not there for you. So often by getting into a church group and being surrounded by love from the church group and having the support and help, you know, to find your way back into finding your faith again is the way that they recover. And
well,
there's
no doubt
about
it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A lot of the people running the anti-trafficking groups, you know, the NGOs, are former survivors. And so the combination of a former survivor working with other survivors and then bringing them into a church group or having those recovery meetings in, you know, a church group with someone from the church present too can I think, be really helpful.
Well, you know, being a pastor and for a long time now, well over 40 years, I've seen miraculous things happen to people who come to Christ, accept Him as their Savior, are redeemed and blood-bought, and understand the grace of God. I've seen homosexuals, I've seen drug addicts, I've seen adulterers, all manner of people who come to Christ, and by His grace and mercy and the guidance of people that help them understand these things, their lives become changed. They became changed individuals. Their lives are turned from turmoil and frustration, and anger and pain, to one of love and joy and peace that comes through Christ and His saving grace. So these young people obviously need a mentor, not just one like a daddy figure to tell them how to, you know, right and from wrong in a normal society, but someone to teach them about grace and peace and salvation through Christ, to give them hope, knowing that they're not a piece of trash, that Christ loves them, that Christ died for them just like He did for all of us. They're not worthless. They're precious in the eyes of God. And what you're doing, what you're trying to do with the people you work with, I want to thank you in front of all the people all over the world listening to this broadcast, that people like you are out there, that you're offering this, and let them know that they're not worthless. They're not castaways. They're actually individuals that God had created for a purpose. And that is a marvelous work you're doing, Julie. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we have a very powerful scene in the film where Angie, the young girl that the film is about, is finally rescued and brought home. And so, you know, for the parents, the girl that comes back is very different from the daughter that they, you know, that they knew. And so they have to, like, you know, refine their faith again. And so does she. And so we see, you know, the story unfolds and we see her being helped by another survivor who's a former victim of trafficking herself, who takes her into a church group. And MC Light, who's very well known, you know, actress and musician, plays the pastor. and runs the recovery group. So we have a whole, like, meeting in the church with the recovery group. Because with this film, I also wanted to show, you know, if anyone's been through, if anyone sees the film who's been trafficked and feels there's no hope, or maybe they've just been raped or somewhat abused and feeling a lack of hope, I want them to see that you can recover. And that I'm a great believer in whatever happens to you in life, when you turn things over to God and you really, like, trust that God is going to be there for you, you will be brought back and you will find your way back and you will find opening arms in the church.
And he will take your experience and help you help others who went through the same thing.
Exactly. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think you know, the 12-step kind of recovery program principle of other people who've been working, you know, been through some sort of abuse, trafficked, alcoholism, you know, whatever it is, and working with others to helping others with the same problem finding recovery is so powerful.
No doubt. We're just about out of time for tonight. It's gone by so quickly here. Nobody's called in because I know they're enthralled in what we're talking about. And people, I would just ask you this. You listen to the man speaking now that's never understood a lot of this, because I grew up in a different era. And not that it hasn't been going on, but it's really increased in the last 15, 20 years. Child trafficking is done worldwide. In America, is a huge area where this is done. In Evansville, Indiana, believe it or not. Evansville, Indiana, folks, is a big hub for this. But we're seeing things now, we've been explaining this on things now that I did not really think about. So, in all honesty then, what you're saying, Julia, worldwide, nationwide, even in little towns in West Virginia, this could happen, huh?
Yeah. You know, when you look at the news, when you really, like, do a Google search, if you Google search trafficking in West Virginia, odds are you'd find out that it's happened there.
I have no doubt that's true.
And it happens to people from all backgrounds. But often when it happens to someone from a middle class or more affluent background, the family don't want people to know about it because there's a certain amount of shame associated with it. So it's hushed up and not in the news. I heard from one of the former detectives in the trafficking unit. He was dealing with a case where a very famous athlete's daughter was trafficked. But the athlete was so embarrassed by what had happened. And you know, he also wanted to protect his daughter's reputation. So he didn't want anyone to know about it, and so the family kept everything out of the news and kept it all very quiet. But it happened. Because often people from rich families, you know, they suffer from trying to, like, live up to their parents' reputation or whatever. You know, they can often be unhappy as well.
My goodness. And, you know, I can understand the parents perhaps want to protect the child from being embarrassed around her peers. But as far as being ashamed of the child, that's insane. The child didn't do it. You can't blame the child for being lured into a snare like this. It could happen about anybody. It could happen to us when we were younger too, maybe in some ways. So this, folks, this is a lot bigger than most people believe. And you heard it's a $1 billion industry. And it's happening in country and in cities all around us, here in West Virginia and larger cities, of course. I would ask you to please learn more about this. I want to know what I'm looking at. When I look at people in public, I want to know, maybe look at how the young child being treated or how they act. Are they having problems? I mean, we need to know these things so we have our eyes open in public in case there's something going on that shouldn't be going on. And Julia, is that a fair statement?
Yes, I think the more people can keep their eyes open, and if you see something, report it. Call 911 and report it. Because you could be saving someone's life. You could be saving a child's life. Like, there was somebody, a lady who'd seen my film, and so she saw a young girl being a limo pulling up and a young girl being pulled out of a limo by two guys. And the girl looked very young and the situation just didn't look right. And she called and reported it. And it turned out that it was a trafficking house and the police closed it down and were able to rescue some minors.
Praise God for that.
You know, vigilance is everything. It's always good to keep your eyes open. Don't try and jump in and do anything yourself because these people could be dangerous or armed. You should never put yourself at risk. But just make a call. You know, if you see someone at a garage station with a very young girl in the car and the situation doesn't look right, try and get the number plate and call the police and report it. Now, those are the types of things you can do. If you see something going on around you or when you're traveling or anywhere, call 911. You know, get descriptions. Never put yourself at risk, but do call and report it.
Folks, go to our website, Artist, A-R-T-I-S-T-S, the number 4, change.org, and check it out and see what she's doing. And watch the film if you can, Angie, Lost Girls. And Julia Vernon, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate this so much. And may I speak to you sometime in the future, maybe?
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you. I'm honored that you had me on your show. And thank you for caring and being interested in this important issue. And that's the thing, Butch, and I would say to you and to all your listeners, none of us can do this alone. But if
Amen.
We all come together on it and keep our eyes open, that's how change can happen. Use our voices and give a voice to the voiceless.
Well, Julia, thank you so much. I'll be in touch. I'm going to watch your film, and thank you so much. I do, and be sure and send me a link there because I do want to see it, okay?
I will certainly do that.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Butch. Take care.
God
Bye,
bless you,
everybody.
Sweetheart. You too. Bye-bye. Folks, I don't know what to say. Well, you heard the best I could do, the interview, and it's open for y'all to ask questions, make comments. It always is, but I know you were listening because you want to hear this. And I want to say this again. I hate to even bring this up. It makes me sick in my stomach to bring it up, but financially we're struggling again really big time in the ministry. We need some help, if you all don't mind. I hope these programs are important to you. I hope we're blessing your heart and maybe educating on some things. I know it's in our heart to do so. And if you can help us, we are about halfway we should be this month, folks, and that's looking very, right now, not very favorable for the future. So if you can help us, we'd appreciate it. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with Scott Kesterson discussing what's coming up next week in Missouri. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land. Seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.